Once upon a time, there was a young basketball player who had dreams.
What can I say? Mamba out.
I'm 17 years old, with the hunger, the motivation, and the desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
I have decided to skip college and take my talent to the NBA.
Sense of purpose. No, a sense of purpose was there ever since I was a kid. I knew exactly, I felt like I knew what God put me on this earth to do. It was to play the game of basketball. I just loved it so much. And once I came to the NBA and I looked around, I saw all the guys that weren't working as much as I was, then I started to understand that, you know, how I went about it is hard work. To me, it was just, I just love what I do, so I want to do it as much as possible.
You know, now it's time to go in there, and it's time to do some work.
Can I, you know, look inside and say, okay, what was the genesis for me? Who inspired me to get to this point? You know, when I face adversity and I look at it as a challenge or an opportunity, where did that come from? You know, who did I learn that from?
Did you set goals when you started in the NBA? Did you have goals at that point? Certain things that you wanted to do?
Yeah, it was really simple for me at the time.
Welcome to the Ken's Corner Podcast, episode number 42. Let's go ahead and start this off. Thank you for listening to the Ken's Corner Podcast. I am your host, Ken. And I'm not even going to, first of all, thank you. This is episode number 42. For all of those who are my listeners, fans, thank you so much for listening to me starting this Monday off on a sad note. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. This is going to be hard for various reasons, but I'm going to do my best to get through it. If you're listening to me, I want to just, again, say thank you. I'm so appreciative of the opportunity to be able to do this. And if you are listening, please make sure you subscribe. I'm on all streaming networks. Make sure you subscribe. And then once you subscribe, make sure you download. Make sure you stream. Make sure you want to get those notifications so as soon as an episode is released, you get it right then and there. We are a weekly podcast, I do a weekly podcast, and I'm just thankful, man. Thankful to everyone who chooses to listen to me. You can also visit my website at www.kenscorner.co. That is www.kenscorner.co. Well, I mean, by now, you know the news. Kobe Bryant is no longer with us in the physical realm. And how I found out, I was at church at a meeting, a leadership meeting at church, and yeah, it was in the middle. Actually, my pastor was giving his presentation during the meeting, and I so happened to pick up my phone as a nervous habit, which is not a good habit to have in the middle of a meeting, and just saw all of the notifications and, you know, everyone posting about this accident. And again, I didn't believe it, so did my own research, and several text messages came through with the news report from TMZ at the time, and it was confirmed that he had passed away. And what that does, so let me start for those who, you know, who are not avid sports fans and may not know his journey. He was born August 23rd, 1978, and that within itself is rocking because, you know, that's in my decade. That's the decade I was born in. And, you know, he initially, you know, came out of high school. He was one of the, you know, the first ones in the modern era, him and Kevin Garnett, to do such a, you know, high profile, to do such a, you know, a feat. I mean, he did it in 1996, was initially selected by the Charlotte Hornets and 13th pick overall. And the Hornets traded his rights for Vlade Divac to the Lakers. And the rest is history. 5-time champion. He all defensive team, most valuable player, all NBA team, 18 all-star appearances, and the list goes on. And this, his prowess on the basketball court, you know, was unmatched. You know, very few people could match that basketball acumen that he had on the court. He faced his share of problems and challenges. In 2003, you know, was accused of sexual assault. And he, you know, remembered that press conference like it was yesterday, and how his wife stood, you know, right there next to him, and whatever happened with that situation. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, him and his wife, you know, they handled it. They stayed together. They had 4 beautiful children, all girls. And within itself is where this story becomes even more sad for me, because his daughter was with him in that last moment. And as a father, it really touches home. So let me make sure I keep my, you know, keep myself composed enough so that I can, you know, be able to articulate myself in a good way. What ends up happening is it's the celebrity aspect of everything, and then there is when the rubber meets the road or real life. And although all of it is fluid, we only get to know, as fans and as observers, we only get to know these people through whatever medium that they are introduced to us. So whether it's through the athletic arena, whether it's through acting, whether it's through writing, as far as, you know, writing books, novels, whether it's through singing, dancing, we get to know the image or the persona of what the media shows us or what they allow us to see. With the advent of social media, however, this particular generation or times that we're in now, we get a chance to at least know what is more on the celebrity's mind, because they have direct access to the fans, you know, to the consumers through everything. So what we know of people, and we grow up with them as far as celebrities and stars, I'll just, you know, keep it in, you know, athletic stars or people in the media, we only see that particular aspect. And a lot of times as fans and as consumers and of media, we take that as if we really know who they are as people. And this particular person, Kobe Bryant, much like all human beings, they're complex. Here's a man who, to see him on the basketball court, you know, you could argue that he was arrogant, and you can argue that he was standoffish, and you can argue, you can make all of these arguments strictly based upon what you see of him on the court, because when he was on the court, he was just flat out a stone cold killer. You know, I witnessed the 81-point game. I witnessed the 60-point game in his last game. I witnessed his championship runs. Like, I witnessed this. And let me you know, start off by saying I'm not a Laker fan, nor was I a Kobe fan. So I'm not speaking as someone who idolized him in that way. However, just like in anything, game recognized game, and you have to recognize greatness. I'm a Cleveland Cavs fan. I've always, you know, I wear the city on my sleeve, and I carry, you know, I ride for the city all the time. So, you know, it's just like when Michael Jordan would come to town, as a Cavs fan, you cheered so hard for the Cavs to beat the Bulls. However, you knew as a fan that you were going against excellence. So it's the same thing when the Lakers will come to town and you're watching those games. Yeah, you're cheering, you know, like crazy. Yet at the same time, you cannot, you know, you knew who was the best, you know, player on the court most nights. And that alone, you know, going back to my point, that alone gives you some type of insight of what that person is about. So what you see is the work ethic. What you see is the product. Excuse me. What you see is the finished product. A lot of times what you didn't see was the work ethic. So it wasn't until you heard interviews and then you saw videos of his workout regimen. You heard reports of his historic, historic, how he, you know, would work out and be there. I was listening to, what coach was that? I was listening to the Van Gundy, Stan Van Gundy, and he talked about, you know, here is Stan Van Gundy, you know, coached the Orlando Magic. He told a story about Kobe Bryant, you know, on vacation, calling, you know, the facility and asking, could he go work out? He'll be there 5 a.m. He'll be there and leave before the Magic players get there. I mean, this is somebody who was dedicated, and that's what you didn't see. Brian Shaw talked about, you know, coming in at 8 o'clock in the morning for the coaches meeting, and he had already been there at 5, full lather, full sweat because of his workout. It was just that what you saw. So when he steps off the court and you see him win the Emmy, and you see him as he, you know, would break down film and he would talk, you would hear his intellect when it comes to basketball. Then you got another peek at him, and then stepping back, looking at him as a husband and looking at him as a father. So what does his life and celebrating him now does for me? What it is that, you know, there's a saying that there's some things that are taught and other things that are caught. And you don't necessarily have to be in a person's presence in order to pick up certain things that make you want to do better. And what it does for me is looking at, what am I doing? What is my work ethic? You know, what am I really doing with this podcast? What am I really doing in my life, in my job? You know, I am in my 40s, and, you know, I want to make sure that my legacy and my stamp on the world, it would, for me, I can strive. I mean, with hard work, can I reach the heights of Kobe Bryant in my own realm? Possibly. You know, I didn't start this particular medium coming straight out of high school. So I don't, you know, there's, you know, time that he has built, you know, ahead of me on that. However, what I want to be able to leave with everyone today is, you know, what are you? Who are you? So the point one of my main points I want to drive home to you today on this Monday is there is the what people see versus who you are. Sometimes that's one and the same, and sometimes it's not. I have this thing called the resume theory, and the resume theory says that when you meet people, you always show them your best. So on your resume, you don't ever put on your resume, I was late 12 times. You know, you put punctual. In your resume, you never put, I can't type a lick. You put, you know, whatever the minimum typing that you can do. So on your resume, you always put your best foot forward because you want to attract this employer to be able to work at this particular company. Well, in our everyday relationships, a lot of times you get that when you first meet somebody, you get their resume, you get all the good things. So it's not until after a while you get to know that person when, I guess they say, the real you shows up. And just like, you know, how Kobe Bryant, you know, was, there was the persona of the Mamba mentality, and then there is Kobe Bryant, the man. And they're one and the same. It's just what he showed his acumen in his arena. He was one of the best to ever do it there. But he was able to use that throughout his life. It wasn't just his resume. So his resume, you know, in the example that I'm giving is him on the basketball court. You saw greatness majority of the time. What you didn't see behind was his interaction as a husband. What you didn't see was his interaction as a father. It was just only just recently when the famous picture of him sitting down with his daughter, how that just went viral. That's the man. That's what that he did the majority of his life. I want to believe that a lot of people didn't see up until that moment that was captured. And for me in my everyday life, it is, what am I doing in the dark that is preparing me for my light? What hard work am I going to put in to prepare me for my light in the dark? And it is, that is what I want to take away from this particular moment. Man, I came in with a whole totally different broadcast I wanted to do today. I wanted to go over the Aaron Hernandez film and documentary. I wanted to go over, you know, several different things, and I had a whole nother course. But you cannot sit here and let this happen without it affecting you in a certain way. And what I want to be able to do is use this as motivation. I mean, I have four sons, and, you know, I just sat and just, you know, my oldest son, talked to him on the phone, and my other three children, man, I just sat and I just looked at them, and I don't know. First, let me also say it goes without saying, my prayers and condolences to his wife, Vanessa. I don't know, Vanessa Bryant, excuse me. I don't know, nor do I want to know the pain that you're currently going through. I don't. However, as a parent, as a spouse, as a person who just loves, I don't want a day to go by that the people that I love, they don't know that I love them. And that's another thing that I took from this. Much like the Nipsey Hussle, unfortunate situation and his passing and his transition from the physical form, I want to continue to give people their flowers while they're alive, man. It's just because life is not promised to any of us. Life is not promised to any of us. I just want to be able to do so many great things. And I want to do those great things not for me, but for society, for the world. I want to leave my imprint on society and to the world. So what I want to be able to do is to motivate and hopefully plant seeds into people to say, let's take this particular situation. Let's take what Kobe Bryant, his hard work, and let's make that applicable to our situations in life. Let's make that being able to be more detailed in our areas of life. This man snapped his Achilles. That is devastating. However, what devastating traumas happened in your life that you can go through rehab and come back stronger and still be able to perform, still be able to perform at a high level? What is it that you can do? You may never be on TV. You may never be on the radio. You may never be on a billboard. But that doesn't make you, that does not make you any less important. That doesn't make you any less important. That doesn't make you, it's just, what is your contribution to your life? What is your life contributing to society and to the greater good? You should not, you know, I tell my boys this, and I think I'm going to have to go back to doing this with them because I'm going to do it with myself, and I've kind of slacked off on that. But it was a time, especially my second son, because he's, you know, a football player, but I would tell all my boys, like, what did you do to get better today? What did you do to get better today? And that's what I want to encourage you. What did you do to get better today? So this Monday, I want you to plan. You know, the Bible says, you know, write the vision, make it plain. So I want you to plan, write down some goals, at least 4 goals that you want to accomplish this week, and accomplish them with the Mamba mentality. Accomplish them with that tenacity. Accomplish them. You don't have to be a fan of basketball to be a fan of what Kobe Bryant stood for. You don't have to. Just like you didn't have to be a fan of rap to identify with Nipsey Hussle. Meant to the culture, or what, you know, Tupac meant to the culture, or what Biggie meant to the culture. Like, you didn't necessarily have to be a fan, but you can look at what Nipsey did for his community and unmatched. You can look at what, you know, Tupac did as far as what he meant. You know, he was, you know, hip hop's masculinity. What Biggie and his lyrical. You know, there's all of these things that these people contributed to the culture, but they all were taken away from us far too soon. But you know when you've done greatness, because your greatness will continue to live well after you're gone. And that's, I believe, the last point I want to leave today. Yes, this will be a very short podcast, shorter than, you know, all of my others. But I just want to make sure it's not about time. It's about the quality of time, the quality of content that I give you. What are you doing today to make sure your legacy lives on forever? That is what you should be striving to do. It's no more living just for Fridays, dreading Mondays, and just celebrating Fridays. Man, it's later for that, because we don't know if you're going to see the next day. So every seed that you plant today, what is the harvest that you're going to reap from here on out? What different things are you going to, you know, my grandmother had a garden, and she planted collard greens and turnip greens and mustard greens. And she had a grapevine. She had tomatoes, and she had green beans. And those were all different types of seed. And she had to go out. Well, you know, being younger, went out with her. Her and my grandfather tilled the land, and, you know, I know about gardening through them. But the point is that you planted seeds, you watered, you fertilized, you got rid of the weeds. You know, getting the weeds or getting rid of those things in your lives that are going to suffocate or kill your dreams, because you're going to harvest something. And what you harvest is what you plant. And so the legacy that Kobe Bryant left is that Mamba mentality, that never quit, that tenacity. That was just one area, but he also exuded love. He also, again, the complications as a human of being able to rise and fall personally, to rise and fall professionally, because, you know, we are accustomed LeBron James. Like, LeBron James came out of high school and was just hitting it from Jump Street. Kobe didn't do that. Kobe didn't start, you know, and he talked about that frustrating, knowing how good he could be, but he needed that chance, the opportunity. So, I would tell my son and the players I coach, whether it's one play or 100 plays, you got to go out there and give your best. So, when you're giving your best and you're planting those seeds, it's with the idea of what is going to be your legacy well after you're gone, well after you leave. When you're at your particular place of employment, when you leave, did you make that place better? When you graduate from high school, did you make your high school better? If you choose to go to college, when you graduate from college, what legacy did you leave beyond, other than, you were, just a party animal, or, you kicked it all the time, you smoked a lot. Again, none of those things are necessarily just an evil. However, life is just so much more than that. So what legacy are you leaving behind? What legacy are you leaving behind for whether you have kids or not? What legacy are you going to leave behind? And love on each other. Love on people, man. It's going to be some texts and some phone calls I'm going to send right after this. Whether they reply or not, it's not the fact that I'm beefing with anybody. However, I just need to let some people know that I love them. And regardless of what happens in life, I'm always going to love you. I'm always going to be there. We may never speak for another 20 years, but just know that you don't have an enemy in me. And that's the thing. The last thing I want to leave you with is give people their flowers while they are alive. Give people their flowers while they are alive. So again, I want to thank you so much for this time that you spent with me. I do need to pay the bills because I didn't pay the bills last week. So I apologize about that. Just got into that good conversation with Steph Simon. That interview was blowing up. Thank you, France. Belgium and France have just been added to the listenership. So I'm just humbled, man. Never despise small beginnings. With that being said, hey, if you like the Ken's Corner podcast or other podcasts such as Bill Nye, The Daily, and just whatever your podcast, go to Stitcher, man, and get Stitcher Premium. You can use your promo code Ken, capital K, capital E, capital N. Sign up today for either, you have two payment options. You can either do it for $4.99 a month, or you can do it annually at $34.99. But sign up today, get 1 month free and promo code Ken, K-E-N. Use your promo code Ken for Stitcher Premium. And I still feel so good because, again, it's the 10,000 hour rule, I think. What are you going to do for 10,000 hours to put towards your craft? And this particular podcast is just that. I'm perfecting my craft, getting feedback, so I do love it. So with that being said, I'm going to say I love, I trust, and I respect you. However, we're going to go ahead and end this with the Mamba. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. My prayers to his surviving girls, because they're minors, I won't say their names. Vanessa, my love and prayers go out to you, not only losing your husband, but also losing a child. With that being said, let's close with Kobe Bryant.
What can I say? Mamba out.